We don't have BJ here today, so we don't have our bells. So, ding, ding, ding. I know, I said that very softly. I'm sorry. It was the bells, and I just did the dings for the bells. That's, I'll let it go this time, Carol. Next. I know. All right. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. I'm happy to see all of your smiling faces here today on this Labor Day weekend. I just have a few announcements. One, the September Valley is out. Is it out? Did she? Okay, she did put it out there. Good. Excellent. So take a look at that and see what we're up to. My vacation starts in about an hour, and I will be around for emergencies at the beginning of the week, but I'm planning a little tech-free forest bathing at the end of the week. So if you have any issues, please reach out to your deacons, or to Cliff or to Sun. We'll make sure that you're covered. Choir starts next week, correct? 7 or 7:30? 7:30 on Thursday at 7:30. If you'd like to be part of choir, be here at 7:30 on Thursday. Sunday school. We will start up Sunday school on the 17th, so not next week, but the week after. And we're going to continue where we left off on from Daughters to Disciples. If you need a book, let me know. Wednesday Bible study. I've planned too many things in September, and so we'll start that up in October. We are happy to have B-Roll with us again today. We are so thankful for their talent and, you know, all of their help in worshiping with our music this morning. So, but on that note, there are some changes to the bulletin. There is no congregational anthem. And what we have is the congregational anthem is going to be our hymn of meditation. I will guide you through that when we get there. So no worries about that. Any other announcements? Anything that I'm forgetting? It's busy. We're getting back. Yes.
I would just like the congregation to know that Mrs. Emma Herman got her Girl Scout Gold Award.
Emma got her Gold Scout Gold Award.
That is the equivalent of Boy Scout Eagle
Scout. How amazing. Let's celebrate Emma and getting her Girl Scout Gold Award, which is equivalent to the Boy Scout Eagle Award. I don't know why we have to separate those things, but that's fine. It's good. congratulations to Emma. Any other announcements? Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes, there is a women's association. There is a women's association meeting next Sunday at 9:30. See, summer vacation is over, y'all. We gotta get back into the church swing of things. All right. With that, let us place our phones in their most prayerful and meditative settings and get ready to worship God with our call to worship. We gather hoping to see God. Here in worship, we realize that we see God in one another. We can see God when we show one another honor, when we pursue hospitality to strangers, when we live in harmony with one another, when we rejoice in hope. Let us worship the visible God among us. Let us rise in body or spirit for our opening hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Wants us to be ourselves. But every time we hurt one another or ourselves, we get further and further away from who we are. It is in our confession and admitting the truth of our lives that we can be our genuine selves again. Let us join it together in our prayer of confession. God of love, you ask us to love one another from the center of who we are. You tell us to bless one another. You encourage us to do good. But we have not listened to your words. Instead of loving, we have practiced hatred. Instead of blessing, we have perfected cursing. Instead of doing good, we have sought to get even. Forgive us for giving up. Grace us to try again. An encouragement to make your ways our ways. We pray, we wait, and we hope. Amen. God's love for us is genuine. When we need it most, God's grace washes over us, seeping into the cracks of our brokenness and saturating our thirsty hearts. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. Amen. Friends, let us now profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Siblings, let us greet one another with signs of peace. Please be seated. So like I said, we're not doing the congregational anthem. We're going to go right into our prayers of concern and joy for the world, the church, and for one another. When I say, "Merciful God," I would like you to respond, "Hear our prayer." In peace, let us pray to God, saying, "Merciful God, hear our prayer." For the Church of Jesus Christ, merciful God, hear our prayer. Bless the Church, deliver it from evil, make it holy in every way, that all people might see the light of your salvation through the witness of your faithful servants. Oh, not yet. For our pastors, teachers, and ministers, merciful God, hear our prayer. Arouse the leaders of your church to prophetic witness, especially our elders and deacons. Help them proclaim your justice fearlessly, to embody your righteousness sincerely, and to practice your mercy selflessly. For the world and its leaders, merciful God, hear our prayer. Let earth be a gentle home for us. Subdue the violence of the storm and earthquake, and heal the destruction of flood and drought, that life may flourish and every creature rejoice in the goodness of creation. For children, merciful God, hear our prayer. Bless children and those who care for them. Defend our children, enable them to thrive in mind and body, and grow in wisdom and strength. Give them parents and guardians who are faithful in their duty to provide for their needs and guard them from danger. For those sick and in distress, merciful God, hear our prayer. We especially pray for Kathy Segi, who is now at home, but still has a bit of healing along the way, and just some other things that she needs to work on with living situations and finances. We also pray for B-Roll and their partner, who are also experiencing some difficulties and some direction on the future and finances. Heal all of those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and uphold those who are able to support them in their need. All of these prayers we offer by the power of the Holy Spirit, through Christ, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Please rise in body or spirit for our hymn of meditation, "Come Thou Almighty King." Please be seated. The Apostle Paul encourages us, do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. In loving service to this loving Lord, we now return to God a portion of the bounty God has provided us. Almighty God, receive these gifts that we offer with grateful hearts and use us for your ministry in the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Bless the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Gracious God, illumine these words by your Spirit that we might hear what you would have us hear and be who you would us be for the sake of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen. So usually when I prepare sermons, I look through the lectionary, through all of the passages for the week, and I pray and I meditate on the passages, and the Spirit guides me towards something that speaks to our context. Or maybe it shows me what God is trying to tell us or me. But this month, I'm going to be trying out a sermon series. Throughout September, we're going to be looking at different passages about love's capacity to overcome obstacles. We know that Jesus told us to love one another, and that's not usually so difficult when it comes to people that we know, usually. And it's also not as difficult when things are going well in our lives, right? But it becomes much, much more challenging when it comes to strangers or people that we don't particularly like. And it's even harder still when we have been hurt or betrayed. So that said, overcoming conflict, finding peace, despite what other people do, is an opportunity for us to reflect on the unconditional love of Jesus. You know, Jesus, the one who loves us despite the ways that we have failed. And my hope is that this month of sermons will help guide us towards the practice of enemy love that Jesus preached about. I know you're all thinking, hey, I don't have any enemies. And it might be that you can't think of a particular person that you hate. I don't know, maybe you can. At the very least, we have been living with a lot of political animosity in our country. And while that's not exactly new, what I am seeing more frequently is that these divisions are a lot less about thinking our side is good and much more about hating the other side. And I'm convinced that a lot of that stems from our preconceived assumptions, our refusal to engage in controversial and uncomfortable conversations with people on the other side. To be fair, there's nothing like a common enemy to pull people together. It's human nature to want to avoid someone who is different or deemed an enemy, people who just aren't like us, who offend us, people who might want to hurt us physically or emotionally. I mean, we definitely don't want to reward someone like that with our love. And yet in our passage today, Paul is calling the church to do exactly that. To live as Jesus did and as he told the crowds to do. Love your enemies. Pray for your persecutors. As followers of Christ, we are called to a higher standard. It's not easy. It takes practice and intentionality. But most of all, it takes the guidance of the Holy Spirit. When I taught undergrad in Sunday school or led youth retreats, one of the very first things that I would do is I would have the students create their own ground rules for how they would engage with each other, kind of like a covenant, if you will. And it would include things like, you know, don't interrupt, arrive prepared, don't bully, pay attention to the person talking, just like basic respect type things. And in this section of Romans, Paul is basically doing the same thing. He's creating a covenant for the members of the church. He presents us with a list of behaviors, and there it's like just all these imperatives, sort of one right after another, that are just directing us as Christians in how to embody genuine love, mutual regard, humility, solidarity, peace. And the first thing that Paul does is he tells us that our love for each other must be sincere. It's not this superficial love. It's not just about like just these warm feelings, but love as like the verb. Love as a verb. Practical care that we provide each other. And the sincere love is also not about showboating or loving someone just because we think we might get something out of it. We prioritize each other above ourselves. And we're to persevere in prayer and practice hospitality. Again, this is the easy part. And typically, yens are pretty good at it. We don't always agree on everything. Sometimes we get frustrated with each other. But I do see how deeply you care for one another. And you are fervent prayer warriors for this community. But then Paul transitions to a much harder part. We can't simply focus our love on those within the community, but we also must turn our gaze to outsiders. And that's hard enough, right? Like, just intentionally focusing outward. But then Paul continues that we're supposed to bless those who persecute you. Hostility is to be met with prayer and violence with blessing. Paul isn't saying anything new here. It's firmly rooted in the words of the Old Testament, the example of Jesus himself. When we are hurt, insulted, maltreated, we have the example of Jesus Christ, who, even upon the cross, prayed for forgiveness for those who were killing him. I don't expect you to be exactly like Jesus. You are not partially divine. I get it. But what Paul is saying is that repaying evil for evil, revenge, that is unacceptable. Yes, it can sometimes feel very satisfying for a moment. But here's the thing about our enemies. They're just like us. They're just like me and you. They're human. They make mistakes. They sin, just like we do. But above all, they too are God's beloved children. We need to trust God to take care of any needed vengeance. When we are consumed with vengeful thoughts or even put those things into practice, what we do is we just keep that evil in circulation. It just keeps going around. So Paul goes even further. Not only are we not to take any sort of revenge, but we're to provide our enemies with food and drink. Ugh. Seriously. If I can't enact revenge, can't I at least just, like, ignore them and let them lie in the bed that they've made for themselves? But that's the thing. Evil can't be conquered by evil. Hatred met with hatred only increases hatred. And the only way to overthrow evil is to take its force away from it and to give back a platter of goodness. The only antidote to the poison of hatred is love. So Paul tells us that actively loving your enemies, caring for their physical and spiritual needs, that will heap burning coals on their head. And there's a lot of different explanations as to what this means, but I think we've all experienced that hot discomfort of realizing that we've done something wrong, or that we've hurt someone. That fiery ache when our pettiness is met with graciousness. We don't call it burning guilt for nothing. It's really uncomfortable. But it also drives us to change for the better. When we feel guilty, we're more likely to consider the experiences and the emotions of other people, and we're more likely to change our own future actions. So today I talked about how we, each of us, individually and collectively, are to respond to evil and to our enemies. And basically, the gist of it is that it's to fight evil with love and to avoid vengeance, because that's no one's business but God's. I get it, that's much, much easier said than done. It takes prayerful guidance from the Holy Spirit and examples from within a loving community. And also it takes practice. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I will be away next week, and the Reverend Tom Clifton will be stepping in. But when I come back the following week, we're going to continue to talk about loving our enemies, and we're going to see how God responds to evil and how God responds to our enemies through the story of Joseph and his brothers. Until then, hold tight, practice love. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please stand as you're able for our communion hymn, Break Thou the Bread of Life.
For those who feel certain, and those who feel frightened. This table is for those who feel filled by the Holy Spirit and those who are seeking to be filled. This table does not belong to Glenshaw Valley. It does not even belong to the Presbyterian Church. This table belongs to Jesus Christ, and it is He who invites us to share in the bread and cup of peace, love, and life everlasting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and our grace.
It is right. And our deep joy to give you all our gratitude, O God, because in love and with a creativity we cannot imagine, you made the universe, the planets, and our earth and seas and sky. You created life and us. And you gave us free will, trusting that we would make mistakes and learn, trusting that we would do amazing things for you and for each other. And so with praise and gratitude in our hearts, on our lips, we join our voices in the song of the angels and saints who forever sing to you as we say these words.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is your Son, O God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who joined us on our journey, who is so full of grace and truth that we cannot help but to follow him. When his path went back to you, you sent your Spirit to continue alongside us, to empower and to inspire us to continue to be your people. Now we pray that that same Spirit will be among us and among these elements of bread and cup, that our ordinary meal will become our sacred feast, to nourish us for the next part of the journey. As we break bread together, as we drink from the same cup, unite us as people who are grateful for the journey, for each other's company, and for your guiding presence. Because we want to follow Jesus, because we want to be your people, we proclaim our faith.
Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Spirit upon the gifts of the table, and the people will be woven into your community in this place. As we eat of this bread, may we find that life serving the poor, the hungry, the lost, the hopeless. As we drink from the cup, may we find the strength to lose ourselves and share your peace in giving water to the thirsty and becoming friends with the oppressed. When this journey through life has ended, and you gather in your house around your table with those of every place and of every time, we will sing your praises forever. God in community, holy in one. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took the bread. And after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord until he comes. We have a few new folks in the congregation. I just want to let you know their tradition is to hold the bread and hold the cup until everyone has it and we partake together. Okay? The gifts of God for the people of God.
Please pray with me. Loving God, we give thanks that we have gathered together in this sacred space. We rejoice in the giftedness of each person here. We are grateful for who we are for each other. Send us out in thankfulness to live and work to your praise through the power of the Holy Spirit for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise in body or spirit for our closing hymn, Kumbaya. Before we head back into the world, let me offer a charge and a benediction. Hold fast to what is good. Repay no one evil for evil. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Now, may the blessing of God be with you, the love of Jesus fill you, and the power of the Holy Spirit sustain you, now and forevermore. Amen.